Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to the podcast. The theme for this one is the difference between a wish and a goal. The difference between a wish and a goal. I often speak to people about their future goals. I ask them, what are your goals for the future? And when they answer me, I'm shocked. I'm shocked because their answer to me is incomprehensible. The answer seems to be a wish, not a goal. For example, I was in conversation with a gentleman the other day and I asked him my usual question, what is your goal for the future? He replied, to win the national lottery. I thought, well, that's not a goal, that's a wish. Question, why is winning the national lottery a wish and not a goal? Answer, because winning the national lottery is not something that depends upon your daily performance. It is a pure chance event. The chances of you winning the national lottery is approximately 1 in 14 million. So we can safely assume that the lottery win is not a goal, but is a wish. Here is another example of a confusion between wish and a goal. I asked a lady at work my usual question, what are your goals for the future? And she replied, my goal is to be happy and successful. Now, this reply sounds better than the lottery reply, but there is still something wrong with it. Question, what's wrong with the statement, my goal is to be happy and successful? Answer, it's too vague. It's too ill-defined. The statement is non-specific. We do not know what would make her happy, and we don't know what would have to happen for her before she could define herself as being successful. Maybe she doesn't know herself how she defines happiness and how she defines success. Certainly it is true that many people struggle to define these terms. Many people have big problems answering the question, what does it mean to say that someone is happy? And what does it mean to say that someone is successful? In relation to this lady who said that her goal was to be happy and successful, we still do not know anything about her ambitions. The fact is that everyone wants to be happy and everyone wants to be successful. But the question is, what would make you feel happy and successful? Or to put it another way, what goals, if you achieve them, would cause you to think that you were successful and would therefore make you feel happy? Or in other words, what are your goals? Saying that your goal is to be happy and successful does not answer the original question. It merely begs the same question. So let us define our terms and state the definition of a goal and contrast it to a wish. A goal or a purpose is a specific statement of intent. Goals name the object that our actions are intended to achieve. Goals may be tangible or intangible. Tangible goals are those which consist of material things such as a nicer house or a car or a gold medal at the next competition or a pass mark in the next exam or a certain amount of money or a different body weight. Intangible goals are those things which are immaterial, such as more confidence or more harmonious relationships with a loved one. Or the goal may be gaining new skills or abilities, or they may be to have a specific experience, such as visiting a particular place or doing a certain activity, such as a skydive. Goals are great. Goals are powerful tools for change. Goals give you something to aim for and therefore something around which to gather your forces. Goals are calls to action. Goals give you hope for the future. They give you focus, motivation, something to plan for. Goals are to be taken seriously. They provide you with a forward momentum. They provide you with meaning and they map out the route for you to a better future. And they give you personal identity. Because in some ways you are defined by your goals because you become whatever you think about. Goals give you something interesting to think about when you are on your own, and they give you something interesting to talk about when you are with other people. You should talk about your goals and you should ask others about their goals. On the other hand, wishes are not goals. Wishes are idle fantasies detached from reality. They may be figments of the imagination. They can be pleasant diversions, and they may give temporary relief to the demands of the real world. But wishes are not calls to action, since the person doing the wishing knows she is dreaming and that the dream is not to be taken seriously. Anyone can wish anything, and many people do. They say, oh, I wish I could lose weight. I wish I didn't have to go to work. I wish I had the answers to the next exam. I wish I had a better memory. I wish I was a millionaire. Or I wish I could go back in time and do things differently. But these aren't goals, unless the person translates them into the form of a goal and goes to work. Goals are powerful tools for change. Goals are clear, specific, and constructive. Whereas wishes are weak-willed fantasies. Wishes are vague, ambiguous, and not very constructive. So, don't set wishy-washy wishes. Set goals. Thank you. This is Chris from Corporate Coach Group, signing out.